Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Well, talking about a few years ago, and I celebrated this on the radio during the week, he would have turned 75 this week, but Phil Lynott Convention is taking place this weekend in Dublin, and Sean Meaney joins me on the line now. Sean, thanks for taking the time to be with us this morning.
Good morning, Shay.
How are you?
I'm very well, thanks. Looking forward to the weekend now after several months of organisation.
I'd say more than several months, and I'd say a few sleepless nights as well. These are not easy things to organise. And look, Phil's...
They're not, but they're always worth it in the end. You know, you get a good turnout and you get the fans, you know, the loyal fans.
Yeah, and the new fans as well. Yeah, and the new fans that just keep coming.
Isn't it amazing, you know, that after all these years that, teenagers and young people are still turning on and tuning into Thin Lizzy, you know?
Yeah, and to Phil, I think, I personally, I'm 52, so I'm outside the age bracket that would have remembered going to see him at gigs, but there's something about Phil, his charisma, his energy, his story as well. And this is a Phil Lynott convention. It covers all of his musical iterations, Thin Lizzy, Grand Slam, his solo career as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's really important to, you know, that it wasn't just Thin Lizzy. I mean, he had a great solo career, two great solo albums, and with Lawrence Archer, he formed Grand Slam, and they wrote some great songs. It's just such a pity that they never actually got a record deal. You know, but it's all there.
Without asking you your age, which I wouldn't do, do you have memories of seeing Phil live?
I'm only 1 year younger than what Phil would be.
Ah, well, you don't sound it. You're full of energy there.
Thanks. I am indeed. I need to be to do this. But yeah, of course. I mean, I was. I remember Lizzy in McGonagall's, you know, all them years ago. And in the Crystal Ballroom, which is probably long gone now. And, of course, the National Stadium. They played the National Stadium. And then the big one in Dalymount Park. And then in London in the Hammersmith Odeon, you know. I was very lucky to get to see a lot of those gigs.
What's going to be the highlight for this weekend? I know you have a number of different bands playing, and they're not. I think people maybe misunderstand sometimes that at conventions and tributes that there's going to be a tribute act and there's going to be somebody impersonating Phil. That isn't the case. These are homages. These are people who love Phil and want to interpret his music and pay respects to him.
That's right, and it's not, as you say, conventions got to be a little bit more about the music. So, like, for instance, Saturday, we take a walk up to the statue and we sing a few songs and then say a few poems, and then we're going to walk around to Hapenny Bridge, and we're going to go via Temple Bar and then around the Wax Museum, and, like, you know, make a little trip, a little tour, you know. In fact, Paddy Dunning says that if people come in and say they've heard this interview on the radio, they'll get in for a special price. I don't know what the discount is.
Into where?
You know, that's the Hall of Fame. The Wax Museum.
Yeah, the Wax Museum. That's in Westmoreland
and
Street.
And the Rock and Roll Hall. Yeah.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is there as well.
Yeah.
Oh, well, look, that's very kind.
So that's a nice touch.
That is a very nice touch. Just repeat that now, sir, because something with a discount is very important these days. So if you go in and say, what do you say?
You say that you've heard this interview, heard the interview with Shay on RTE. And he says, it's not just for today and tomorrow and Saturday. He says that it runs for the rest of the week.
Well, that
sounds... So that's a nice little incentive to get in there and look at that, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
What songs were you thinking you might sing at the statue? You don't mind me asking.
Say that again.
What songs do you think you'd be singing at the statue?
We probably do a happy birthday anyway, and then I think we say a few poems, and we might sing Whiskey.
Oh,
it's a very much whoever turns up and whoever's in good voice, you know.
Can I play a little bit of one of my favourites?
Go on.
Change had much to say, but man, I still think them cats are great. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found.
Just listen to that, Sean. It's just
brilliant.
It's just brilliant.
And, you know, I get loads of people, you know, around the world, you know, and they all sort of say, oh, we never heard of Phil Lynott, you know. But I'd say, well, you must have heard the Boys in Black and Day. Oh, yeah, we heard that.
Well, there's a number of American rock groups used to play it. I know Bon Jovi played it. I know Bruce Springsteen has played it on occasions. They really look to Phil, look to Thin Lizzy, to be inspiration to them.
He was the quintessential rock star, Shay, you know. I mean, people like Slash from Guns N' Roses and The Darkness. I mean, they're all major fans, you say, Bon Jovi. There's so many of them, you know.
Yeah, Foo Fighters as well. I was at a Foo Fighters gig where they did, especially did that. And I have to say, it was the number of the night. I love their numbers, but it was really the number of the night. Well, look, just you want to remind people where the convention is on and where they can get tickets.
Well, the convention's on at the Grand Social in Liffey Street. And if you say, discounts are good, here's the deal.
Another one.
If you come to the venue and say you heard this interview, we'll give the fans €5 off the ticket price. How about that?
Well, we'll take details of that. Are you sure now? We'll put that up. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you know what will happen? There'll be hundreds of thousands of people and you'll lose a fiver on each person. Joby, Fiverr Friday. Joby, kill me.
Sean, your thinking.
Sean, thanks very much. I wish you great success with it, and thanks for helping keep Phil's memory alive.
Oh, thanks very much. And listen, if you're talking about keeping name, we mustn't mention Philomena and Smiley Bulger. They work tirelessly to keep Phil's name alive and to keep the legacy going, you know?
The brilliant Philomena.
Anyway.
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
Take care. Lovely to talk to you. That's Sean Meaney, organiser of the Phil Lynott Convention, or Lynott, depending on where you are from in the country. Well, that's about it from us. Claire Byrne is on the way. I'll be back with you on Monday morning and Tuesday morning at about 9 o'clock. Keep your emails coming in to oliver@rte.ie. And as I say, we'll be back on Monday with that as well. And actually, we'll bring you some of that reaction. Susanna Cork says, love Phil's Old Town, my all-time favourite song. That's it from me. Have a lovely, lovely day, whatever you're up to.